Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Yearning for security. Perhaps the imagery seems outdated, but has humanity in the modern world really outgrown its need for someone to love us fiercely and forever, the way only a truly good shepherd can? In our quiet and secret moments, we yearn for someone stronger and wiser to take care of us. As Niels Plantinga once wrote, "Those of us who were raised in solid and good homes carry around with us the memory of how delicious it was to be tucked into our cozy beds at night without worries that would threaten our rest." Kids go to bed without fretting about whether ice will back up under the shingles or whether the forecasted heavy weather will turn violent or whether the bills can be paid or whether someone at the IRS might just find that one tax deduction that is a bit too creative. No, as children, we wriggled drowsily in our beds, awash in the knowledge that someone else was in charge. And so we happily allowed ourselves to slip over the edge of slumber, the way only a child can, with literally no cares to make our minds too busy to sleep. We adults carry that memory in our subconscious, and we yearn for something like it again. Indeed, we pine for it even more acutely, because now we know what it is like to live without that security. Now we know what it's like to wait for results from the pathology lab. Now we know what it's like to watch a deadly storm roar ever closer on the TV's radar scope. Now, maybe we've gone through the pain of having to bid first grandparents, and then parents, and finally, even friends, a final goodbye. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I laid down my life for the sheep." I hope that you were raised in a solid and good home and carry around with you the memory of how delicious it was to be tucked into your cozy bed at night without any worries that would threaten your rest. Even if you were not raised in that kind of a home, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, tucks you into a cozy bed tonight, if only you would let him do so. God is not a celestial prison warden jangling keys. God is a shepherd looking for sheep, a father waiting for his son. Do share today's message, www.traitsforthesoul.org, and enjoy my podcast.